And that's what the P4 experience is all about. The strategies of painting, praying, processing information from self-development resources, and pursuing God's word. Because we want to move from pain to experiencing peace and enjoying life's pleasures. We also want to produce positive results in our lives. And those positive results can come from producing sellable products that bring value to other people. It's not about us. It's about us getting in the position to be productive and be a blessing to other people.
Hey, 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 what is up? Thank you for another day. Thank you just for being with me where you're checking out the live at 6 a.m. or you're checking out the recording. I appreciate you. Thank you, P4 community. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Letitia Webb, definitely go to my website at www.drletitiawebb.com, or you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, you know, all of those good places, YouTube, Facebook, all of that good stuff. Okay. I would love to connect with you. Also, to get to know me a little more, to receive your free digital gift, go ahead and text P4 to 215-798-5258, or go ahead and email me at info@drletitiawebb.com. All right. And I promise I will not email you every single day. All right. So let's go ahead and get into prayer. What do? We pray. We process information from our self-development resource, Jesus Calling, and we pursue God's word. And don't forget, we also paint. But here, what we do is, we also have words on Wednesdays, right? So we like look up different words that starts with P because we want to, process the definition, expand our vocabulary. So yeah, we do a lot of stuff with P over here. All right. So let's go ahead and get into prayer. I appreciate you and we appreciate God. So let's let him know. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we appreciate you. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you. We thank you for the assignment to be here. Thank you for flowing through us, speaking through us, teaching us, guiding us, healing our pain. Oh, Father God, strengthening our hearts, giving us direction and revelation. Father God, we thank you for all of that. We love you, God, and we need you, and we invite you into this space and place. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. So let's check out the devotion for November 27th, okay? And it reads, we're going to go ahead and process what it has to say because it got some good stuff in here. It says, let thankfulness rule in your heart as you thank me for blessings in your life. A marvelous thing happens. It is as if scales fall off your eyes, enabling you to see more and more of my glorious riches. With your eyes thus open, you can help yourself to whatever you need from my treasure house. Each time you receive one of my golden gifts, let your thankfulness sing out praises to my name. Hallelujahs are the language of heaven, and they become the language of your heart. A life of praise and thankfulness becomes a life filled with miracles. Instead of trying to be in control, you focus on me and what I am doing. This is the power of praise, centering your entire being in me. That is how I created you to live, for I made you in my own image. Enjoy abundant life by overflowing with praise and thanksgiving. Okay, so look now, we are seeing this theme here. Throughout this month of November, we have been seeing a lot about thankfulness and the power of thankfulness. And you guys know on Tuesdays, I've been sharing it with you a lot during this month, is that every Tuesday at 6 p.m., my bestie Terry Who is the founder and creative of Beauty for Ashes, BFA. We manifest gratitude every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and everywhere that you listen to your podcast. If you want to manifest gratitude, go ahead and get my journal. Go ahead and go to Amazon, put my name, Dr. Letitia Webb, in the search box, and you'll see all of my products. But that manifesting gratitude is something that is so important, and we are seeing it here. Okay, as we are checking out these daily devotions every day. So again, so you have to let thankfulness rule in your heart. Thankfulness is not going to be there unless you give it direction to be there. And that is something very, very important. We forget that we have a part that we have to play here. You have to let thankfulness rule in your heart. You must thank God for the blessings in your life. And when you do that, you're going to see marvelous things happen to you. And it's like, you know, it's as if the scales will fall from your eyes and you start seeing God's glorious riches. You start recognizing his presence. You start seeing his hand. You start seeing the sun, you know, the beauty of the sun. You see the changing of the leaves. Oh my God, you see or you hear the chirping of the birds. You smell the fresh aroma. You feel the crisp autumn air. Honey, something happens when you choose to let thankfulness rule in your heart, and you must do that. And now that you have allowed thankfulness to rule in your heart, and now that your eyes are open, you can tap into God's treasure house. You can do that. God, he says, you know, in my presence, there is fullness of joy. And at my right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So what do you need? Do you need peace? Do you need protection? Do you need to enjoy life? What do you need? A companion? God is your constant companion. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Do you need acceptance? God says, come on now. You are the apple of my eye. Do you need acceptance? He says, Abba. I am Abba, Father. I have given you this, the spirit of adoption into sonship with me. Come on now. What do you need? When you allow thankfulness to rule in your heart, the scales fall off your eyes. You see God's glorious riches, and you can get whatever you need from his treasure house. What are you going to do? And then not only do you got to allow thankfulness to rule in your heart, honey, you got to sing out those hallelujahs. You got to sing out that praise and that thanksgiving, honey. You got to sing it. It got to come from up from your spirit, honey. It is something. There is abundant life. But see, abundant life is not going to look like you think it. When we think of abundant life, if we be honest, a lot of times we are thinking about material blessings. Honey, I would rather have the peace, protection, provision, joy, contentment, grace, mercy. My God, I would rather have those things more than anything in the world. Okay? We gotta shift our perception and understanding of what abundant life is. I'm not saying that God doesn't want us wealthy and he doesn't want us blessed and that we can't enjoy life's pleasures. This is what this is about, moving from pain to experiencing peace and enjoying life's pleasures. But honey, I'm telling you, I want contentment and joy and peace before God, before anything else in the world. Because if I attach my joy, contentment, and peace to an earthly thing and I lose that earthly thing, then I lose my contentment, joy, and peace. No, it ain't going down like that, honey. And so you have the power to enable and activate your power of praise. You have the power to do that. Okay. So now let's go ahead and pursue God's word in Acts chapter 9, verse 18. Okay. And this is about the Damascus Road experience. And you guys know that I don't expound or do an exegesis on the word of God in this particular format, you know, so, but I just kind of want you guys to understand that this is about that Damascus Road experience that Saul had with Jesus. Amen. And so it says at once, I'm in Acts chapter 9, verse 18, at once, something like scales fell from his eyes and he regained his sight. Then he got up and was baptized. When you allow those scales to fall from your eyes and you regain your true sight, your spiritual sight of seeing God's hand in everything. Then you will get up. Now, Saul got up and got baptized. But what are you going to get up to do? You got to get up to do something. What's them scales fall from your eyes, honey? You got to get up and do something. What are you going to get up to do? That is up to you. Amen. My God. Y'all bless my soul. Y'all being here with me, living life with me, being consistent, disciplined, and focused with me, you know, implementing these P4s, these 4 P's, these 3 P's. You bless me. I thank you. I appreciate you, and let's flourish together. God bless you.